This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Stephen Orr. I'm in Austin at the 2020 Beltwide Cotton Conference, joined now by Dr. Dave Albers, germplasm lead with Delta Pine. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Stephen. I always enjoy getting to talk to you and your listeners.
You know, Dave, coming off the launch of the Class of 20 in New Orleans about a month ago and some new varieties released, but as we look at what Delta Pine has done over the last 5 or 6 years, you guys have really released a portfolio of products that hit a lot of different needs in a lot of areas. And as we look back over time, we're seeing that those were some good choices that were made.
Yeah, we've really been fortunate. Our breeders have done a great job providing a great pipeline of material. And you go back to our class of 15, which is when we launched the ExtendFlex, the Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex varieties, and some products in that class, like 1522 and 1549, and then moving quickly to, you know, a major flagship product like 1646. So, you know, one of the things that I feel like is of really great value to help us understand and dig into performance on these varieties is to look at multiple years of data. Certainly 2019 or 2018 or any single year is what it is, but you have to really look at stability of performance and performance over a number of different environments across years and certainly across soils. And some of the real strengths that we see in our lineup is I think that ability to place varieties, you know, by water level and by yield level and yield goal. So you've got products like a 1646 as a broadacre product that has been very consistent. Certainly, you know, it's not the largest seed out there, so growers need to be cognizant that they need to plant to moisture, but not have to chase moisture. But that's the kind of variety that once it gets established in a field and gets past those first few challenging weeks, it has a lot of horsepower and can really withstand and handle the Texas conditions very well. And the other thing, you know, that our breeders have done that we've seen broadly in Texas and even more broadly than that is that 1646 has such great fiber quality and holds that fiber quality to a large degree even in stressed conditions. So it's really a strong product and really the beginning of that portfolio.
Well, I know you guys do a lot of research and development and stuff, but you're also involved in independent third-party trials. What have we seen in those third-party trials when we look at the Delta Pine brands?
Yeah, when we look at products like Delta Pine 1820, I mean that. So you go from a class of 16 product like 1646 to the class of 18, which is where we launched the Bolgard 3 products. And certainly, you know, cotton bollworm and some of the challenges that you will see in South Texas or in the Mid-South, not as big an issue in West Texas, but we certainly have seen products like 1820 with extremely strong yield performance. That product is one that you can put on your moderate water all the way up to your better water, and it's got great yield potential and also a really great fiber package with many times staying in that 37, 38, 39 staple length and strength staying above 31, 32. So it's a really strong product that growers can take advantage of its stability, yield, and its fiber quality. I think the other part that we see in our lineup is also some of those products that we were certainly recognize that it's the world in West Texas is much bigger than where a guy can still have some good water and chase big yields, because there's a lot of that limited water and dry land acres and dry land fields. And with the launch this last year of the Dry Tough program, we've been able to I think really take advantage of some germplasm like Delta Pine 1522, very stable product. Delta Pine 1549, a product that came out of our Arizona breeding program, got great heat tolerance, which also translates to really good limited water performance. Those two products, class of 15, a little bit older, but also some newer dry tough products like the Delta Pine 1822 ExtendFlex only, but a really strong performing product on that tough dry land acre. And then we did come in our class of 20 with one new dry tough product, the Delta Pine 2044. Again, a product that has a little more height to it, and you know, if you get that stalk size on limited water, but certainly it's a product that has got great seed size, early vigor, and I would really encourage growers to be talking to your seed rep and get at least a few bags to try out alongside of some of the other products that they've been trying on their dry tough land.
And I think the important thing to note there is there's two releases in the class of 20. You guys are looking at this. Isn't leftovers or, oh, well, this is an alternate. This is actually something you're working towards.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The other class of 20 release that was targeted specifically for Texas is the Delta Pine 2022. And its fit is really on that farther north, typically north of Lubbock, on those fields that have historic vert pressure, and where you really need a product that's going to be strong on verticillium, and it's as strong as anything that's out there on the market on vert, and very stable in those kind of conditions. Certainly, you know, we saw, you know, when this last year when conditions turned really dry, you know, vert pressure was not as great in many cases, or came on later. So some growers, you know, may not feel like they've needed the vert tolerance quite as much this last year. But certainly, I think it's a good tool in risk management. I mean, you know, growers know those fields that have the strongest or the toughest vert inoculum, and they really need to have a good tool there to manage, because you certainly don't want to get halfway through the season and realize that you don't have the disease package that you need. And we see across our products now more choices in these recent classes, class of 18, like 1820, a bacterial blight resistant, class of 19, you know, good disease packages, and certainly in this class of 20, good products with good disease packages, bacterial blight resistance in 2022 and 2044. So again, our breeders are doing a great job bringing products, and it's great to be able to look across years at the real stability and strong performance in these ExtendFlex Bolgard 2 and now Bolgard 3 ExtendFlex products.
You know, Dave, you've got the breeding center there in Lubbock, and we've actually seen some varieties now that have gone cradle to bag in Texas. How important is that to your operation? How many opportunities do you see there?
Oh, I think it's we're just beginning to see the beginning of a very strong pipeline coming out of that program, and it all starts with good base germplasm that they've been able to breed with, make crosses with. And then having the right kind of testing and early generation nursery setup to confirm, you know, what some of our new tools are telling us. Certainly, we can see some things in markers like bacterial blight. We need to go to the field and certainly confirm that, but also look very closely at selecting the best scenarios on verticillium. And I think that's really critical as well. The testing strategies there to recognize, you know, what performs good on the high end, because most growers are going to have some irrigation and some decent irrigation on a few acres, but we also recognize that variety that fits the tough acre, when you do get rain, when you do get that summer that they catch rain, good rainfall, they need to, those dry tough performers, they need to go ahead and respond as well, because that's where growers make the money that they're probably gonna, you know, cash flow for maybe a couple of years and survive on, you know, in a tough West Texas dryland scenario. So having that real focus in our breeding program there, I think is really you know, an excellent approach, and we're just beginning to see the benefits of that.
Dave, as we wrap up, as you look forward down the road, you kind of get to take a sneak peek. You see way ahead of what most do. What are the priorities? What are the things that you see coming in the next few years that are really exciting?
Well, certainly, again, the fiber quality, continued strong fiber quality. You know, I don't think everything in our portfolio, you know, has to be a 39 or 40 staple, but in a tough environment, that certainly gives growers that margin when they end up in a dry land corner, and those bales, you know, off that area can hold their staple length and hold good quality. The other things that I'm excited about seeing coming through our program is some new nematode tolerances that we're seeing come through, and our breeders will have it in broader testing this coming year. But we're starting to see some products coming through that are stacked RKN, or root knot nematode, and reniform tolerance together. And so those could, you know, we have advancement meetings coming up very soon, and you know, we may be able to move those, and looks like with their very strong performance even on non-nematode acres, but particularly strong tolerance to those two nematodes, could give us some really interesting NPE products for this next year. So that would be potentially class of 21 type candidates, and that's exciting to see those things coming as well, because that would be a new set of stack in native traits. Those would be in Bolgard 3 ExtendFlex. So again, with the right transgenes that growers can take advantage of, but with some new native trait stacks to help in those situations. So again, our breeders are doing a great job in putting all those traits together, and listening to our commercial team, listening to the market, listening to our customers, and understanding what the needs are and responding to that. And you can't you can't create those things overnight, but certainly they're doing a great job bringing a great pipeline of products for the Delta Pine brand.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to visit with you today, and hope we can catch up again soon and see how things are moving forward.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Always enjoy talking.
Again, that's Dr. Dave Albers. He is the germplasm lead for Delta Pine. I'm Stephen Orr from the 2020 Beltwide Cotton Conference in Austin. This is the Agribusiness Report.